My name is Michael Krutek. I've been living in Boulder with my family for 15 years, and I'm the CFO of Pharmaca Integrative Pharmacy. I'm running for city council because I believe Boulder's future success requires more balance on council so we have the appropriate debate about decisions affecting our community. We need a council willing to make decisions based on facts and practicality, not decisions primarily influenced by the loudest voices or ideology. Boulder's future success demands less council groupthink and more balance in our approach to making policy. Key examples of where I differ with council decisions include right-sizing. Although I'm an avid cyclist, and while the concept of more bike-friendly streets is important to me, right-sizing was poorly conceived, implemented inappropriately, and is not the correct solution at this time. Municipalization. Carbon reduction is a worthy goal, and it is a goal I support. However, I do not believe operating or managing an electric utility is one of the city's core competencies, nor do I believe we should continue to spend significant sums on lawyers chasing what seems to be an uphill battle. On initiatives 300 and 301, I do not support the initiatives and believe they are the result of a frustrated community that does not believe it is being heard. As a better solution, I suggest we elect 6 of 9 council members by district and 3 at large. There are other issues at stake, such as affordable housing and open space. The common theme among them is, however, is that we as a community benefit from a diversity of thought during the debate and policymaking process. Currently, we do not have sufficient diversity of thought. We have common thinking that results in policy that does not represent the broader community's interests. I came to Boulder as an undergrad in 1979 and have a great appreciation for what Boulder was. Today, I recognize what Boulder is. What Boulder is better than what Boulder was. We need to be making decisions and policy today, so in 35 years, we say the same thing. Boulder was great in 2015, but it is better in 2050. A vote for me is a vote for diversity of thought, balance, and practicality. I am fiscally conservative, socially progressive, and balanced in my approach to decision making. Thanks for listening, and please vote for me. Vote for balance.
Michael Krutek, seeking election to Boulder City Council. Michael Krutek, would you like to identify two particular issues you're most concerned about in the city of Boulder, what they are, and then tell us what you would do to address them if you were on city council?
Sure, Maeve. Well, I think it's actually three issues that I'll start out with. And so the first one is just really how council does what it does. And I think that we need to really take a step back and stop operating at such a minute level. We need to go ahead and step back and have the council operate more as a board of directors and set policy for the city and for the city manager and expect higher levels of data and fact sets from the staff, as well as directing them to provide unbiased information so we're making good decisions. That would be number one. And it's related to all the next two, I guess. And number two is transportation and affordable housing. So relative to transportation, we spent decades in Boulder trying to figure out how to get people from Boulder to Denver. We didn't really focus on the problem of how we get people from the 36 corridor into Boulder. I believe that we now are challenged with that just based on the growth of the 36 corridor, the growth of the jobs here in Boulder, and that we need to go ahead and focus on that pretty significantly. I do support countywide, if not citywide, eco-passes, citywide perhaps first and perhaps countywide after. But I do support eco-passes. I suffer from that personally because my son, who is a bike rider and bikes to school every day, doesn't get the opportunity to get an eco-pass because my block won't support one. So we don't benefit from that opportunity. And I think that we need to look at more creative solutions on the basis that people will not walk and bike everywhere. It's a nice idea, and I think it is certainly a worthy goal to try and get more people out of their cars into other modes of transportation. But the reality is that we will have cars on the road here, and we need to figure out a solution that includes cars on the road. And the third one being the affordable housing question. When you look at affordable housing, we established a goal back in 2000 that was 10% of the housing stock should be affordable housing. And I believe that what we need to do is we need to re-examine the goal. We need to re-examine who's moving into Boulder, why they're moving here, and what really are the needs of the community that are potentially moving here that or want to move here but don't necessarily have the opportunity to because the housing costs are so expensive. I do not believe that we will be able to overcome the market dynamics and build enough houses to go ahead and reduce housing prices at a fundamental level. That's just a supply and demand economics question, and I don't think that we will be successful doing that. What we can do is we can provide affordable housing for people to live in Boulder who otherwise wouldn't live in Boulder, but we're not going to go ahead and fundamentally change the nature of housing prices in Boulder. So I think that we need to look at opportunities for locations, whether it's rezoning some industrial properties, whether it's creating some of the more 15-minute neighborhoods. I do believe that Boulder Junction will be a good success. I think that Spark will add on to that. And so I do believe that there are more opportunities for that kind of development that might answer some of that question.
Michael Krutek, seeking election to Boulder City Council. Michael Krutek, you outlined your positions in your opening statements on Prop 300 and 301, but maybe you could expand us a little on your positions on the two ballot measures that Boulder voters will also be deciding on, Prop 300 and Prop 301.
Sure. First, I think they're just bad policy. And so when you put something as draconian, potentially, and or ambiguous in your charter, I think it just creates a lot of confusion for people. And I've got a lot of people telling me that we've got a lot of confusion in other areas just relative to other rules and regulations that the city has established, and so we don't need more. And so when we look at 300 and 301, my understanding of them and the way that I interpret them is that they're really designed to go ahead and stop development. Or make it so expensive that it just shouldn't occur. And I don't agree that that's the way to go ahead and answer that question. I believe that we have to have a conversation as a community in terms of what growth looks like. I don't believe that we will be able to fundamentally stop growth. And I don't believe that we should just open the floodgates and say, come one, come all. But we need to go ahead and we need to have a balanced approach to managing growth that will inevitably occur in Boulder. And the more we can get out in front of that and take a proactive stance against it, I think that the better we can manage it and make it successful for everybody and more palatable for everybody. So my suggestion is that we have a community conversation about this instead of trying to go ahead and create ambiguity within the charter, which is going to end up most likely in legal battles for a lot of people and a lot of wasted time on the part of city council trying to figure out how to negotiate things that I think are better done in a different way. As I indicated earlier, my suggestion is one of the ways that we go about addressing the frustration that people feel is that we elect 6 of 9 council members on a ward or a district basis. And what that does is it creates the opportunity for people to have to get to know their communities a little bit better, the places that where they actually live, and represent them, take the constituents' views in terms of what's going on in their particular district or ward, and bring that to city council and advocate for that in terms of decision making. And I think that that's a much better way to go ahead and create more representation for people that I think are feeling that they are not represented.
That's Michael Krutek, seeking election to Boulder City Council. Well, I'll give you an opportunity now for a closing statement. This would be a chance if you have a website or a Twitter handle or a Facebook posting or any other way that listeners could find out more about your platforms. Michael Krutek.
Sure. So ballots will be arriving soon. Actually, ballots arrived. Excuse me. Ballots arrived, and you'll be making your voting decisions in the coming days. As you complete your vote, I ask you to consider 3 questions. Do we want or need more decision-making by those ingrained in the current political fabric? Do we want or need more decision-making based on ideological agendas or the loudest voices in the community, not the community at large? And do we want or need more decision-making based on council groupthink? I think not. What I hear is that we need more diversity of thought and perspective on council. We need more independent thinking on council. We need more data-driven, fact-based, practical decision-making by council. What I hear that council apparently has not heard is that we need to change the way we do business. A vote for me is a vote for independent thinking. A vote for me is a vote for practical, reality-based decision-making. A vote for me is a vote for changing the way Boulder does business. Thanks again, and I hope I've earned your vote. You can see more about me and my positions on my website at www.michaelkrutek.com.
That's KRUTECK.com. Michael Krutek, thank you very much.
Thank you.